earlobes. Now, should they divide us?
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the powerful book on how to witness more effectively, entitled Why Won't They Listen?
While I'm going to discuss earlobes today, I'll be making a very serious point here. First, I want to show that in America, many people, even within the church, divide over skin color. Often those with what's called white skin segregate from those who have what's called black skin. Actually, though, all people have the same skin color. And that's because we all share a pigment called melanin. People have different shades of the same color. It's actually a very insignificant surface difference between us all. Now, people have different shaped earlobes, some long, some short. Well, no one seems to segregate over these, and yet they're also minor surface differences, just like skin shade. You know, sadly, the teaching of evolution has fueled racist attitudes towards people with dark skin. This is one of the reasons some people have racist attitudes. But just as earlobes don't divide people, skin shade shouldn't either. After all people are related because we're descended from the same parents, Adam and Eve.
Find out more about the origin of all the different people groups when you read Ken's fascinating booklet on the so-called races. For 10 of these excellent 48-page witnessing booklets, call and give a donation of any amount today. Today's the last day you can get them. Call toll-free at 1-888-89-ANSWERS, 888-89-ANSWERS. Or you can go to our attractive website of answersoffer.org.